This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend that I've kind of made friends with over the years, Kristen Govan, President, CEO, the big wig, the head honcho, the person that makes it happen, the event boxes to boot, but so many other things do you guys do for the veterans and soldiers out there keeping our freedom going. Kristen, thank you for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Joey.
So I know the event is usually, you know, it's later in the year, but I was thinking, because I was cleaning out some stuff at one of my grandparents' house, and we have just boxes and boxes of disposable razors. I'm sure I'm not the only one cleaning it. You know, seasons change, people start to clean. So I was like, you know what? Let's reach out to Kristen. Let's get the donations coming in early, because there's always that, you know, the mad rush at the end. Let's get some people thinking how to donate a little bit earlier. So I was like, I messaged you on Facebook, and here we are, boxes to boots. It's an event that has grown over the years to, it's an event that you need to attend. It's a volunteer event, all volunteers. We pack up some stuff for the soldiers. You guys ship it overseas. You know, let's rewind a little bit. How did this get started? Like, what was the Oedipus that was like, this is something we need to do here in the area for the veterans and the soldiers?
Yeah, Boxes to Boots started back in 2015 by a Berlin mom named Karen Cody when her son was deployed in Kuwait. She was having, obviously, trouble during the holidays because her son was at home. So she decided to send his unit care packages, and she had family help her wrap the items in the care packages for the guys and girls and sent them over, and they were a big hit. So she had decided in 2016 to try and get a couple people in the community out to help her. And that's when I had read about it, and I'm, wow, what an amazing way to be able to thank our troops. It's so easy, and it was such a patriotic night to go out and be able to write a card and do something. It's what can we do to thank our troops? Not much, and these care packages mean so much to them. About 4 years ago, we've grown ever since. I became a volunteer, and 4 years ago, Karen decided that she had wanted to retire, and if no one wanted to take it over, we would just end it. And so this has turned into an amazing thing. Boxes to Boots obviously supports our troops, and we send the care packages to them, but it also gives the community the opportunity to thank our troops and be able to buy or make a card and able to thank them. Like I said, it's hard to, what can we do to thank them for their service? We owe them so much. So these care packages are just a symbol of love, and our troops know that they're supported back home and thought of.
And that's the thing. I mean, these boxes are going to people that are unfortunately not able to come home and spend the holidays with family. So you've been doing this for a while. You know, have you heard from soldiers and families? Like, what does this mean for these men and women out there that aren't spending time with their own family to get these boxes, whether it's, you know, little coloring books or, you know, granola bars or Q-tips or stuff like, it's Christmas, but on a whole different level, I feel, to those men and women receiving these packages.
It is, because I think especially now people forget that just because we're not at active war, we still have men and women in harm's way overseas protecting. So these care packages are a surprise to them on Christmas when they get them. So it really, I think, takes their breath away that complete strangers are thinking of them, and their entire unit is getting these care packages that are wrapped in Christmas paper. We do have some service members that don't have family, friends, the support that others do. We've sent care packages to some who have never received a card or a care package. I've sent to an airman who ironically was from Connecticut, and he had a tough time because his wife had given birth to their first child, and he was overseas, so he was just blown away by complete strangers thinking of him and sending him items. So these items to you and I are nothing, razors, candy, snacks, but to them it's a piece of home, and it really means more than you and I will ever know.
So, you know, people are listening to this. I've been to the event. When is the event this year, and where is the event? Is there a sign up? How can people get involved early on now?
So we will be holding our Operation CARES 2023, Giving Thanks to Our Troops, at McGee Middle School in Berlin this year on November 18th. The times are to be announced, and we'll be posting the sign-up genius on our website, boxestoboots.org, in a couple weeks. And we're asking the public to come out and help all these, help wrap the contents of these care packages to send over. This year we're going to try and do about 1,600 care packages. So right now we're gearing up for the event where we, as you can imagine, to fill these 1,600 care packages, we need a lot of goodies. So we are collecting items at our office, 28 Chamberlain Highway in Berlin. And we're looking for, like I said, your common candies. I just had a unit reach out. They want gummy bears and candy and gum. Simple things like cotton socks and cotton shirts, t-shirts. We also have an Amazon wish list on our website and a Walmart list as well. We're also looking for monetary donations. If you're not able to purchase something, you can donate on PayPal on our website, or send in a check to 28 Chamberlain Highway.
And that's the thing. Like I said, we've been to the events. It's volunteer-driven. But to get these packages from here to the other side of the globe does take a little effort. So those monetary donations do help. The item donations help. And one thing I must say, because we've been to the event a few times now, and you sign up, you go to the website, you sign up for how long you're going to be. Sign up for half the time you think you're going to spend, because once you get there, the atmosphere, you don't want to leave. You just, like, you want to wrap presents all day. Like, there's something about the atmosphere at these events. It's like this, the camaraderie, like people just coming together to spend time, to do a selfless act, to wrap things, to send off to people. You have no idea who they are. They have no idea who you are that are wrapping these. But the atmosphere at these events, it's just something that you're going to be there a lot longer than you thought. That's all I'll say.
You're absolutely right. And it's something about, it brings the community together. We have all aspects of the community, church groups, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, local sports teams coming out. It's just an amazing day, and everyone's there for that same cause. It's just for our troops and to make sure that they feel loved and supported. And just to tell you a funny story, you said our troops don't know who's wrapping these, and the people wrapping don't know to what soldier this is going to. Last year we sent out, I believe it was 1,200 care packages, and as you and your family saw, there's no name on those care packages. We sent to, I think, 5 or 6 different units, different countries, and we just put one name on it, attention of, and it goes to that one person, and they're distributed to everyone in the unit. A mom whose son was deployed, where we sent his unit care packages, again, she just picked up one box out of that 1,500 boxes, wrapped the contents. She sent her son a picture of her and her family wrapping the gifts at the event, and it turns out somehow he got that same exact box. We put the stickers on at the end of the event, so there is no way the mom could have flagged it or marked it as her son's care package. So it's amazing things happen at the event.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. So, I mean, like I said, boxestoboots.org. Everyone should bookmark it. Get ready. Boxestoboots.org. When does the sign-up go live for people if they're chomping at the bit to get on this?
We're hoping the first week of October. So we'll put out an announcement on our Facebook page and everyone can run to the website and sign themselves up.
And if people are looking to do something coming up even sooner, you can check out the website. You guys have a golf tournament coming up at Lyman Orchards on the 20th of this month.
We do, and we're holding it to raise money for the shipping costs. These care packages are not free to send. They range from $23 to $25 per package to ship. So as you had mentioned, this is all volunteer-based. We send care packages throughout the year and have an office to that we maintain year-round to store these goodies and boxes. So we need to raise all the money we can to ship these care packages this November. It's going to cost about $25,000 to send everything over. So it's very costly, and we need all the help we can get.
So if people out there listening, boxestoboots.org, get ready, sign up. If you want to play some golf, do the golf tournament coming up, send them some donations. It's going to be here before you know it. That's why I want to jump on this a little bit earlier than we usually do. We're going to definitely talk again before the event to promote it some more. But boxestoboots.org. Kristen Govan, she didn't start this, but she's going to carry on their tradition for a very long time, I feel. Kristen, thank you for joining me today. This is an amazing event. We're going to be out there, me and the family, again, wrapping stuff. I appreciate you doing this. This is something that more people I feel the need to get involved. And like I said, once you do it once, you're going to become a repeat customer. So, Kristen, thank you for joining me today. It's things like what you do and other things happening right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.